Starting September 8th, you can hear The Food Guys at 9:50 right before Weekend Edition Sunday. Hi, I'm John Jackson.
And I'm Greg Patent.
And we're The Food Guys. Ah, the apricot. Ah, the apricot. Don't you remember that song? No, you don't remember that song.
No, I don't remember that song.
You know, the apricot's somewhat overlooked fruit, but it's tremendous. It really is. It's a nice, pulpy fruit. Not too sweet. It's got, you know, 7 grams of sugar for out of 100 grams of
fruit
and 2 grams of fiber. So that's already reduced a little bit. Very good on that level. Makes wonderful jam.
I love eating them out of hand.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I love apricot jam. Dorothy makes tremendous apricot jam.
They have heavenly aroma.
It's wonderful. There's, of course, apricot cake, apricot tarts. I mean, you know, most of these things, they're sweet. You can also make an apricot wine.
Apricot wine.
Yes.
How about apricot beer? Could you make
that? I have not tried.
I'm sure somebody's done.
There's also fresh apricot chutney I made recently.
Before you get into the chutney, though, what about apricot, dried apricots?
Dried apricots are great.
Yeah. That's a big key thing for us because it's one of those. They particularly are good dried.
Well, they have a lovely tang to them, and they're nice and chewy. Freshly dried, not kept, you know, stored for a long time. They have a wonderful moist, chewy quality.
Yeah, yeah.
That's really nice and tangy. Also, fresh apricots you can puree like in a blender, mix it with a little bit of sugar, and then spread it out really thin on silicone mats, and then dry it, and then it becomes apricot leather.
Yes,
you can
yes.
Then roll up, and you just tear off pieces to munch on when you're feeling like you need a little
idea.
Lift. Yeah.
Yes, you could carry it rolled up in your briefcase or something like that. But, you know, what's this chutney that you
made? Chutney is an old thing. I mean, I think it's – I'm willing to wager it's Indian in origin. Uh-huh. It was a way of preserving all kinds of things, but fruits in particular. Mango chutney, we know, for Major Gray's, you know, chutney.
Sure.
But basically you take a fruit and you combine it with sugar and add some vinegar and spices and then cook it not for a very long period of time. And it's a condiment.
Yes.
I've come to putting it on poached eggs in the morning.
On poached eggs.
Yes, it's wonderful. I made this batch of apricot chutney and it's sitting in the refrigerator, and I'm saying
right on top of the.
I'm saying I want to eat this. I want to try this. We're having poached eggs. Let me try this on the poached egg. It was terrific. So now I do it every morning
on
a poached egg. But if you have like a grilled chicken breast, for example, you know, a little bit of chutney is great on that. A hamburger patty, and just a vegetarian stir fry or vegetarian roast, you know, roasted vegetables, little bit of dabs of chutney. It just elevates the flavor.
Yeah. You know, basically, though, it's used on some kind of, you know, typically a meat dish or something
yeah,
like
but
that.
Yeah,
don't you think?
But
was that the source of
there's
it?
There's also, yeah. Yeah, I would think if it's really, really Indian in origin, you know, there's a huge amount of vegetarians in India, not that much meat eating there. So they probably just mixed it in with vegetables. And it adds a piquancy to anything. Just figure this, you know, you could have roasted broccoli, roasted cauliflower, some roasted zucchini, and if you just spoon some of this apricot chutney on it, you've got a wonderful dish. And go online and look up apricot chutney. There are many really, really good recipes for that.
A lot of recipes.
Yes.
Huh.
And it doesn't have to be just apricot. You know, you can make peach chutney. You can make mango chutney. Think of some other fruits you could use. Plum chutney. Plum chutney is really good, too.
You know, I was going over the actual name, apricot, with our producer, Beth Ann, and we finally decided that it was probably Arabic in origin, al-bakir. became apricot.
Really?
Somewhere in there. And it's because the origins are of the apricot itself are kind of hazy. It's alluded to in Armenia, particularly for Westerners. But both the Chinese and the Indians claim earlier cultivation.
Well, I remember reading, you know, precox, P-R-A-E-C-O-X, you know, precocial, that has to do with the apricot name because they tend to flower early.
Oh, yeah?
And in Missoula, if you flower early, you risk doom because of a late frost.
Well, you hurled the spanner into the works.
Typically in the past, it would be that we have an apricot tree and we'd only get a crop every 5 years or so.
Is that right?
But now with climate change, we're finding that we're getting apricot crops almost every year now.
Hmm.
And so they can be flowering a bit early, but we're not getting these frosts that are killing them.
That's the story on apricots. You'll have to come back next week for
the food guys.